This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
What's important to you in a checking account? Is it convenience? Personal service? Being able to access it online or through your mobile device? Hi, this is Eleanor Dudley, your personal banker at First Bank Hampton. We have it all and more. From personal accounts to business accounts or a nonprofit account, we have the right checking account to meet your needs. So let us know what's important to you. I would be happy to visit with you and help you choose the right account for your personal needs. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio On The Go General Manager Craig Donnelly about events, meetings, public policy, and issues that affect our area. With today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program, here's Craig Donnelly.
Today's guest on the Newsmaker is Heather Holm, as I'm Joel McCall, kind of filling in for the Newsmaker. Heather is the chairperson for the Coaches vs. Cancer for Franklin County, which is coming up on Saturday. So in Sheffield, are you guys ready, Heather?
We are ready. I still have a few things I have to put together, but yes, we're ready.
Well, here you are getting back up to Sheffield, though. How many years is this that the Franklin County Coaches vs. Cancer has been going on? Do you know?
This is our ninth year.
Ninth year. All right. Well, take us through some of the things that you had to do prior to actually Saturday, though. I mean, what was the preparation like for this year?
A couple months before the event, I start reaching out to NBA teams, NFL teams, just to get some sports memorabilia that you can put on the silent auction. So it all starts then, and then t-shirts, designs. So, I mean, a couple months beforehand, but then the last couple weeks are kind of a scramble to get everything together.
Now this year, there's actually two different t-shirt designs, right?
There is. We started a pink out at Hampton Dumont this year, and we decided to just kind of stay with that design. We have Bulldog Strong and West Fork Strong. Both school districts have been really touched by cancer over the past year and a half. We just want everybody to know that both communities are strong, and we support everybody fighting cancer, and it is our main mission to find a cure.
Yeah, I know those were on sale a long time ago for the t-shirts. Are you going to have some of those up on Saturday, or are they kind of all gone?
Got You Covered has kind of taken over the t-shirts, which takes kind of a load off of me. I don't have to deal with any of the orders this year. You can order them at Got You Covered. She usually makes up a few to keep in the store, so if you want a t-shirt, check with Debbie at Got You Covered. I'm sure she could take care of you.
Yeah, so there might be a couple left. And so, well, give us a rundown of a Saturday up at Sheffield, then the Franklin County Coaches versus Cancer.
It's a day full of just basketball and having fun and just raising awareness. The freshman boys start at 11 o'clock, followed by the JV girls at 12:15. The JV boys will start probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock. Varsity girls will start at 3 o'clock, followed by the boys. At halftime of the varsity girls, the West Fork students decide they want to do a shooting competition to raise money. And then at halftime of the varsity boys, the HD and West Fork dance team are going to collaborate and they're going to perform.
Well, I think there's also some food being served in there.
At 1:30, they're going to start a dessert bar. They decided to try something different this year, so you can load your plate up with desserts for $5.
I think there's serving pizza, too, prior to that, right?
Yes, I think they have somebody who's going to donate pizza, and they're going to serve that, I think, all day.
Yeah, or until they run out, at least, anyway.
Exactly.
I know the silent auction is usually the biggest thing, so take us through some of the items that are going to be on it.
We have some amazing silent auction and raffle items this year. A lot of businesses donated little care packages and stuff, and we have a cancer patient bag to help patients that are going through chemo and just little things like that, which are amazing. We've been in contact with Josh Kniffel, and he has gotten a poster that he has signed. That is going to be one of the silent auction items. And he has also donated an ISU football that is autographed by Coach Campbell and Josh. So that's pretty amazing. We also have two packages, each containing two game tickets, two wristbands to Johnny's, and parking pass to the ISU men's basketball game versus Tennessee on January 27th, donated by Latham High Seeds. So that is amazing. It's a $500 value for each package. We're going to try something kind of different this year on some of the silent auction items. We're going to put those up on the Franklin County Coaches vs. Cancer Facebook page, and we're going to open that silent auction up on Friday at 5 o'clock, and it's going to go for 24 hours, which is amazing. I think we're going to be able to get people who are not able to come be able to bid on what they want. We also have two pairs of round-trip flight vouchers donated by Air Choice One, an autographed picture of 2008 Hall of Fame inductee Goose Gossage that is mounted along with his baseball card, and that was donated by Pat Palmer, the computer guy, and four women's basketball tickets to a game of your choice donated by ISU Athletics.
Which we went and saw the ISU women not that long ago. That was a good time.
It was. It was my first college basketball women's game, so that was fun.
It's a great atmosphere, obviously, down at Hilton. It's kind of neat that you guys are doing something on Facebook. As you said, maybe some people can't quite get there. So 5 o'clock, how do they find that on Facebook?
Just do a search for Franklin County Coaches versus Cancer, and you'll find us. Another new thing that we're able to do this year is we can accept credit cards. So you do not have to be there if you win a silent auction item. You can pay, either send us a check, and then we will give you your item, or we can do it by credit card.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely is something new, and a lot of times you can't take any kind of debit or credit card, so that's kind of a neat deal. And again, you know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier, and I wanted to go back to it, was the fact that the two communities really has been touched by cancer here lately, you know, West Fork and Hampton-Dumont, and maybe you can kind of go in on that a little bit.
Hampton-Dumont lost a student shortly before Christmas, Jade Nicholson. He was a junior. He had one last wish before he passed away, and that was to receive his diploma. And when our students found out that he was going to come back home to hospice, they decided to do something for him then, to show him how much they care. And so they had a night of basketball, and they raised money for him, and he stayed for the whole entire night. And then about a week and a half later, he had passed away. In West Fork, they have Landon Tolfson, and he's 4 years old, and he is battling cancer for his second time. Our students shouldn't have to go through something like this. With childhood cancer, they don't get the chance to be a normal child. Jade will never have that chance to get his diploma, play sports. He lost his battle to cancer. We have to raise money so these children can be children and do the things that normal children should be able to do. Landon has celebrated his birthdays, Christmases, New Year's, a lot of holidays in the hospital, and that's not fair. We just need the support and raise money. I would like to have this one be our biggest fundraiser yet. We need to stop this. I mean, there needs to be a cure. In my lifetime, I would love for my grandchildren and their children to never have to hear the words, you have cancer.
Yeah, again, it has impacted everyone, obviously, not even just in Hampton-Dumont and West Fork, but that's what we're talking about with the Coaches versus Cancer. You know, good luck on your silent auctions. I know I'll probably be talking to you sometime during the ball game too, as we cover the basketball games between West Fork and Hampton-Dumont coming up on Saturday in Sheffield. Again, the game time for the varsity is about 3 o'clock, so we'll start that over on KQCR. Heather Holm, thanks a lot for being with us, and congratulations on all the success for Coaches versus Cancer.
Thanks, Joel, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right, sounds good. That's Heather Holm, then, the chairperson for the Franklin County Coach versus Cancer, and this has been our Newsmaker.
Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton. First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com and click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio On The Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher.
What's important to you in a checking account? Is it convenience? Personal service? Being able to access it online or through your mobile device? Hi, this is Eleanor Dudley, your personal banker at First Bank Hampton. We have it all and more. From personal accounts to business accounts or a nonprofit account, we have the right checking account to meet your needs. So let us know what's important to you. I would be happy to visit with you and help you choose the right account for your personal needs. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.